101.5 Bob Rocks music from Crowbot. We're in the middle of Rock Out with the Clock Out. Thanks to our friends at Hafer's Guns. I'm Crazy Bob. It is 9:47, and we do have a Boonesboro expert here. It's Nasty Bob. Hey, Nasty Bob.
Hello, hello.
Let me ask you this. Now, you are from Boonesboro, correct?
Correct. Born and raised.
Born and raised in Boonesboro. So you would say you're familiar with it, yeah?
Yes.
Do they have a high school?
Yes.
Did you go to that high school?
Yes. We were the Warriors.
The Warriors?
Yes.
Are you still the Warriors?
We're still the Warriors. Okay. Even there was some controversy over it.
Okay. Okay. All right. So I got a couple of questions for you. Would you say Boonesboro is a diverse community?
It's becoming, or has become.
So would you say the majority of people in Boonesboro would be of the Caucasian extraction?
Correct.
Okay. Okay.
It has changed through the years.
Okay. That question doesn't matter. Is there a lot of black-owned business?
No.
Okay. Is there a lot of Hispanic-owned business?
No.
Asian-owned business?
Yes, I think so.
A lot?
No.
Okay. So most of the businesses there would be of the Caucasian extraction?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm sure you've heard about the little ruckus they had.
I have.
Okay. So the question, I guess, would be, in your Boonesboro...
But my understanding... Do you know what the ruckus is?
Yes. I have a feeling. Or I don't have a feeling. I have a collection of information here.
Okay.
And apparently, someone said they were discriminated against because they were white.
Yes.
And or old.
Yes.
And however, the people being accused of such said no, it was because someone was raising a ruckus.
Right.
Okay. So, I guess, is it possible for white people to discriminate against white people?
Yeah.
Is that a thing? Is that new?
I don't think it's new.
Can you define for me woke?
I don't know. Maybe it's just small town. I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe it's a younger generation that's coming in and the older generation's not accepting. I don't know. I wasn't there.
Okay. 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 But, so this is like big news.
It's big news for...
In Boonesboro.
It is. And I'm sure that if Crawfords were still there, it would be a hoot nanny in there.
12-inch Bob says Boonesboro is predominantly Appalachian American. Which, I don't know. What does that mean? They eat their young or what?
We in the mountains.
Okay. So, now I checked out the said establishment. I'm not going to talk bad about them because I don't know who they are. I just wanted to see what their fare was. A lot of fish stuff at this place, but they do have a hangover burger, which sounds pretty good. The tap house burger, the basic burger, crab cakes, pulled pork, and a Reuben. And I'm a big fan of the Reuben, so I'm thinking about maybe taking a truck down there to investigate myself.
I have been turned away from this business.
Have you?
I have.
For being white?
No, it was too big of a party.
You weren't invited?
Well, I showed up with probably...
Did you show up with a black guy?
I did.
Like for real?
Yeah.
Oh, now that says something different.
No. There was like eight of us, and they were short-staffed, which is typical nowadays.
Uh-huh.
And they just could not accommodate. They didn't have the staff to accommodate our party of eight.
Did you sue them?
No, we
for
left
discrimination?
Them. Went up into Hagerstown.
Because you were even numbers?
Because we were hungry.
They wouldn't serve you for even numbers? Is that what it was? Are they discriminating against numbers?
Maybe.
Maybe. All right, well, I think I should go down and investigate myself.
You should. They have good food, I've heard.
Well, maybe we'll have to see. Because if I am anything in this world, it's someone to bring people together. And
we should.
I don't like seeing this kind of hate.
And you're old.
I don't know what you're talking about.
So then we'll be able to check that box off.
Well, see, that's what they're saying. You know, were they discriminated against because of their age or because of their whiteness, their Caucasianality?
But that doesn't make sense because...
Well, you know, that's what they're saying. That's what the charge is.
Well, that's what happens.
And here's the thing. It wasn't like just some random Boonesboroites. Apparently, it's very notable Boonesboroites.
Yes, and it happened to a judge. So don't be rude to a judge.
Well, apparently...
My understanding
is... It was the judge being rude. That's why...
Oh.
Yeah.
See, I don't have all
and
the
white,
details.
By the way.
When I go to town tonight, I'll find out.
You find out and let me know what the story is.
My phone's going to be going off now.
All right. Well, there, you might be banned from
I'll get
Boonesboro.
The inside, might be.
But I'm going to go down there, and I have to investigate myself.
Okay.
Meaning, of course, I want to have lunch and write it off. So
I'll go with you.
Maybe I might need you to let me in.
There's a new pizza place
because
there, too.
I am not.
We can check out everything.
I am not of Caucasian extraction.
No.
Nor am I Appalachian American.
But see, I might get you in.
That's true.
Maybe we could do it without and with me and see if there's a difference.
Or I can go in and...
But I didn't get in either, so it doesn't
matter.
That's
true. I wouldn't let you in either. So Nasty Bob's coming up next. She's going to finish out Rock Out with the Clock Out at least another hour, because there's more than an hour left. Right now it's Black Rhino. I don't know if the Black Rhino would be let in into Boonesboro.
You need to
because
stop.
I'm just saying. Maybe the White Rhino, if they were still around, but being that they've been... killed off, but probably because they were in Boonesboro.
Will you stop with my hometown?
Were there any rhinos?
I still have a lot of love for my hometown.
Were there any rhinos in Boonesboro?
No, we're the Warriors, so okay. We took them out.
Uh-huh. Because they were white, right?
Now, we are.
Royal Bliss, 101.5 Bob Rocks.